All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray on the first day of 2019 for Your Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and I in studio and taking you along on what should be a pretty easy ride. I think their full business world gets back in full swing next week. But for those of you that are working and those of you that aren't, we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. If you missed any of the first 2 hours of the show, as we always go, we tell you, log on to ESPN975.com. You can, one, click on the show link and the show tab, I should say, and then miss the if you missed any of the first 2 hours, catch up there. And then you, while you're on that site, you can download the free app, and you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and you never have to worry about what part of Houston you're in or what the signal's like. You just get us all the time.
Damn right, and you should get on that right away. I
completely agree.
So we were talking coaches in the previous segment, and Clarence had brought up, you know, the firings,
sure,
and this, that, and the other. And I found this article from Jason LaConfora, mm-hmm, that discussed it. The title, the headline is NFL Head Coaching Market, Finding the Best Fit for All 8 Openings, Including a John Harbaugh trade. Okay? So this is kind of crazy, but these are the different openings that he thinks will be filled and how. He thinks Josh McDaniels goes to the Browns. I could see that. I mean, I still think Josh McDaniels goes to the Packers, but this is what he says. He says Josh McDaniels to the Browns.
You know who I think is going to the Browns? I said McCarthy.
Okay, yeah. So he also had McCarthy on the list, but he thinks McCarthy sits out for 2019. And then takes a job.
Okay.
He said, Packers, Pat Fitzgerald.
From Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with that move vehemently, but we'll see.
They said, I wrote about the Packers' love of the coach. And so apparently, Pack,
you know,
love Pat Fitzgerald.
Packers president Mark Murphy's a Northwestern guy.
That's why.
I don't need that love. Just let's get a winning coach.
Jets, Gary Kubiak.
What?
Yeah. And this is crazy, but he said, he probably doesn't want to be a coach again, but if I'm the Jets, I ask him to come in. Front office has ties to Houston, where Kubiak was successful. He's a proven offensive scheme, great CEO. He could be great for Sam Darnold. McCarthy, Gase, and Caldwell make plenty of sense, but I don't see that being in the perfect fit. McCarthy sits out 2019 and recharges his batteries.
I got to do a better
Kubiak,
job.
Kubiak, man.
Guys, I got to do a better job.
I always coaching. Did think Kubiak ran a great offense, but I just don't think he would make a great head coach. He's
see,
one of those
you,
guys
you
that
would
be a coordinator.
He is a offensive consultant
in Denver? Yeah.
For Denver right now. So, but his
I
health,
think he would make a great
health
OC.
He issues the yeah. last time.
Speaking of the Broncos,
yep.
Mike Munchak.
See, there's a name that keeps surfacing,
yeah.
and that's one that if I'm any coach, any franchise, I'm going, nah, I'm good.
It says always a proven coach killer, but Munchak has the mentality and temperament to work with him.
No way.
Yeah. So there's that. Dolphins, Brian Flores. Bucks, John Harbaugh with a trade. So they suggest that the Bucks would trade 2 second-round picks to the Ravens and get John Harbaugh. And then immediately offer him $11 million.
So the Bucks would be like the most historic
would,
trading for a coach franchise
yeah, it would
in the
be
league.
Just like the Gruden thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what they're suggesting. And the last one, the Bengals, they're saying Eric Bieniemy. Because the Bengals love to
the new
stay
OC
in
of
house.
The Chiefs. Yeah.
Yeah. They love to stay in house and they stuck with Marvin Lewis forever. So could see that happening. So
interesting.
Yep.
I had heard Gaze.
I kind of agree with some of those. Like, I agree with Bieniemy, like you said. But to me, what worries me is he's been, quote, learning. Under Andy Reid?
Sure.
But, okay, that's fine, but Andy Reid is still the end-all, be-all and the play caller and everything else. So he's learning. So give him a year, Andy. Why not turn it over to him? Do you not trust him? Why can't he just be the OC? Because you know Andy Reid's going to always be the play caller. But
yeah, but I mean, look, again, it's the sexy pick. Matt Nagy was with Andy Reid a year ago. Mm-hmm. Now Matt Nagy's division-winning Chicago Bears are in the playoffs. So if the Andy Reid tree is fresh... And the fruitful the fruits are plentiful, then Eric Bieniemy's next in line.
And then the last one that they had on the list, Zach Taylor for the Cardinals. And I don't think anybody
No one wants to go to the Cards right now. From the ownership on down, that is a sinking ship, and it is sinking fast.
Yeah.
That's a bad look overall. I had heard Adam Gase, if not Josh McDaniels, in Green Bay.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And if it's not Kubiak with the Jets, there's lots of other choices that I got to believe are you need someone that can work with Sam Darnold, right?
That's why they're saying Kubiak, though. I mean, he's people will respect what he's done with quarterbacks and the fact that he was a quarterback. And
the UFH situation makes sense now a little bit more as well, because the first initial rumor was Cliff Kingsbury, and that he turned him down. He's interviewing with the Jets, I think, tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And he's already interviewed, or he's supposed to interview today with the Cardinals. So obviously his aspirations are higher. And again, if you put a Cliff Kingsbury and you firmly believe you got your franchise quarterback in Sam Darnold, there's a guy that, regardless of what defense and other things he does, as an offensive mind, he's got a pretty bright offensive mind.
Now, is he interviewing for the head coaching position?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't give Cliff Kingsbury a head coaching position in the NFL. No way. I'd make him an OC to start with. No way am I turning over the keys to an NFL franchise to a guy that couldn't win at all and his one head coaching stop. And that's it. He had one stop in Tech. That's it. No.
I would be weary as well. I need bigger experience than that.
You want to come be the OC and take care of the quarterback and Sam Darnold and all that? Great.
I would be weary as well, although it's probably an easier sell to a guy like Cliff Kingsbury to say, hey, this is our franchise quarterback. Because, I mean, I think most coaches that are going to take that job have to be okay with Sam Darnold, because I feel like there's an unbelievable belief in Sam Darnold, kind of like the way the Bears believe in Mitchell Trubisky. And I think that's going to be an easier sell to Cliff. It's not going to be a situation like Gruden, who can kind of come in and put his fingerprint. And, I mean, there was even rumors about him getting rid of Derek Carr there for a minute. So it's like
that; those won't go away. That's still a possibility.
Which is crazy to me. But I think it's going to take someone like a Gruden to come in and say, this young quarterback that you got, I don't believe in him. I want my own quarterback. And I think that's an easier sell for a guy like Cliff Kingsbury. That's not to say that I think he would be good at a head coaching position there. I'm just saying it might be an easier sell.
Speaking of that, we talked a little bit about this last week, Mike Mayock being the GM of the Raiders.
Yep.
And I tweeted basically just saying, I think Mayock's just a paper GM. I mean, he's just this is John Gruden's team.
He's a puppet for Gruden.
That's exactly what this is. He's on paper, he's the GM. He even admitted as much to not knowing the other parts of the job. And my thing was, and Cube Demps kind of said, no, man, this is playing to both of their strengths. So, and because he responded to my tweet, and I kind of agree with that. That's fine. So then make him the head of scouting and personnel. Don't make him a GM, because there's a lot more to GM, being a GM, than just a good draft. Like, there's a lot more to running a team on a day-to-day basis that he doesn't know about and admitted as much. I'm going to need help with the day-to-day operations and my duties as a GM, but I got the scouting covered. So just make him a special...
They have director of college scouting positions in every NFL front office.
Why would you give him a GM job, then?
I kiddingly, I heard that he was interviewing, said, well, then I'm mad and Lance Zierlein better start getting interviews, because Lance and Mayock are boys. And if Mayock's getting looks, then Lance better get it too, because no one breaks down film and does the things that we know that Lance does in terms of evaluating college talent. And it goes right to what you're saying. If you're going to take a guy that's an expert in breaking down college talent and you're going to give him the general manager job, then Lance should get an interview too.
Here's the other thing. Don't think for one second that this is not a short-term move.
Yeah.
Because Gruden comes out and even says, and he's quoted as saying, hey, we're going to be loyal to each other. First of all, red flag right away. Warning sign. Oh, my God. What do you mean? Who brought up loyalty? Why would you bring that up? Are you just assuming that he's not going to be loyal to you? Why would you bring that up? That's a red flag. That's like being on date two and the chick asks you, like, so do you want kids? Whoa, we are on the second date.
Yeah.
Why are you bringing up kids?
Let's practice.
Let me get to second base. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's practice.
Yeah.
But so that immediately was a red flag to me that Gruden would say something like that about loyalty. Now, it might be because he didn't feel that in the organization to begin with, but he's got the backing of the owner. Mark Davis is giving Gruden the keys to the kingdom.
Absolutely. He has to at $10 million a year.
And so everything that Gruden wants and says and does is going to be the law. So that's why I think Mayock is just a guy that could come in with all of these draft picks. Think about this. all of these picks that they have coming up in the draft, who better than a draft expert to guide you through this draft class, to navigate you through these waters, make sure every pick is going to be a hit. And then in a year or two, you can be like, yeah, he's in over his head. He's gone. But you know what you're set up for? A great run, because all your draft picks are probably going to be really good.
But here's the flip side. Gruden's got a scapegoat again, too. Because you can say, hey, I got one of the guys that has been evaluating college talent forever and a day, so I got the best guy I could get so that we could go out and get the best talent we should get. And if they don't pan out, guess who's taking the blame for it? It's not John Gruden. It's someone that he can deflect to.
Well, he could do that with any GM.
He will,
I mean,
right.
He could do that with
but
any GM.
I talked to some people that know Mike Mayock and people that know the NFL, and they think that he's one of those guys, too, that won't succumb to the ego of John Gruden, that he's a pretty confident guy himself, and that they might butt heads. That's not a good recipe for success, either, because we already know it's, like you just said, it's Gruden's show.
Yeah, yeah. I know who you're talking about. That said, yeah,
amongst others, but I've got it from two or three people, but I know one for sure.
But the thing is you know, going in when you take that job, you know who's running that place. I mean, Gruden was in on it. How often how often do you get to choose your boss?
Right. Exactly.
So at a
right.
press conference, why are they interviewing the employee instead of
the
employer?
It's like the Bill O'Brien.
I mean, they're out there. Yeah, it's the same thing. He's picking his boss.
In a lot of cases, too, I feel like the coach and the general manager, depending on the team, is pretty much at the same level, I feel like, in a lot of teams.
The fact
that you can choose your GM as a coach should be.
Well, that's like
should be the first
usually,
indicator.
Usually, though, what they'll do is they'll make you the head coach and the VP of operations. Then you are the boss, because then you get to pick the GM. But if you're just the head coach, the GM, you work for the GM.
So who chose the general manager for the Houston Texans?
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the same thing.
I'm talking about from the simple standpoint of Brian Gain couldn't be too critical of Bill O'Brien, especially when they started 0-3, because at the end of the day, Bill O'Brien's the reason Brian Gain got brought back to the organization.
Which would make me feel like we're equals more than anything else. The fact that I chose you and you can't even be fully critical with my 0-3 start tells me we're more of equals than you're my boss, more than anything else.
Well, yeah. In these two cases, that's the point. That's what I'm saying is John Gruden is not working for Mike Mayock. John Gruden chose Mike Mayock.
I would agree with that.
Mike Mayock knows the only reason he has a GM job in the NFL is John Gruden. Now, he said he interviewed with Al Davis and then it didn't go all that well, but he was prepared and this, that, and the other. That's fine, but at the end of the day, John Gruden and, to a certain degree, Bill O'Brien got to choose their boss.
Yeah, if nothing else, it just clears up what we already knew. 10 years and $10 million, he ain't going anywhere anyway, This just solidifies it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to continue to roll. We've got plenty more show to get to, so if you want to get with us, we mentioned football. There's football games this weekend, man, and there's the wild card weekend, which is a popular weekend with a lot of people, but especially those who like to place wagers.
Yeah, if you want to get that money in, I'm glad you brought that up. MyBookie, that's the place to do it. That is the place, the online destination to get action on any game that exists just about. You can get it with MyBookie. Go to MyBookie.ag to sign up right now. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And look, man, we're winding down the football season. Now is the perfect time. You can focus on these games a little bit more. There's not 100 different games going on. Now you can focus your attention on these few games, figure out who you think is going to win or where you think the smart money is. And the smart money when you're putting money online is with MyBookie, because when you win, they pay you. It's one of the most important things ever when you sign up with an online place where you get action on games. Getting your money back can be difficult from a lot of places. Not with MyBookie. It's why I recommend them. They're safe, reliable, been in business for years. We talk about that all the time. But the most important thing is they pay you, because when you win, you want to get paid. They've got in-game live betting. They've got player perks that you can take advantage of. Heck, even during the season, you could have bet the over-under on fantasy points that a player would score. That's how cool it is. Even for you and Fred, talk about it. They've got college or the Canadian Football League games. They've got horse racing. They've got it all. What are you waiting for? Go to mybookie.ag. Sign up right now. Use promo code radio. They'll give you a 50% match on your deposit. You put in $500, they'll match it with $250. That's free money. What are you waiting on? Mybookie.ag, promo code radio, get that 50% match. It's MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
All right, continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. sports mappers, ESPNers. We don't really have the same catchy kind of moniker for our, well, suspects, right? But the suspects are all over the place.
They're all suspect to me.
No, that could be determined by a text message on any given day.
That's true.
Except for you, Nick, because it's all sunshine and rainbows now because it's 2019.
All sunshine and rainbows. Nobody's going to see any
10-digit call-outs?
No 10-digit
No 10-digit call-outs in the near future?
Nope.
We'll see about that.
We'll see.
Oh, look,
we'll see
that,
who
Barry.
Has the first meltdown.
Look what ESPN TV is talking about. Oh, just what we just got done
Mike
conversing
Mayock
about.
Mike Mayock and his co-worker, John Gruden.
I even said to, Lance, though, I said, seriously, if Mayock gets a job, you deserve a look. And he started laughing. I was like, I said it kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that's the kind of hire that it felt like to me. Because he's talked about in the past about being buddies with Mike Mayock. And look, I know I'm biased to some degree, but I see the amount of time and effort that Lance puts into every year when he evaluates every player eligible for the draft. I would be hard-pressed to find. And then he goes to the Senior Bowl and all the different
Don't you think Lance should start off as a scout and not a GM?
Sure. But so a lot of people at the station know our buddy Alonzo Highsmith. Highsmith started out as a scout, and then he went to director of college scouting for the Packers, and now he's a vice president with the Cleveland Browns. And whatever the route taken is, obviously Lance's dad is offensive line coach, but I could easily see Lance being an integral part of an NFL front office.
Speaking of our buddies and coaches,
yes,
they cleaned house in Jacksonville on the defensive side of the ball.
Okay, keep going.
Keenan survived, right?
I talked to him this morning.
Okay.
And before all that came out, I was like, hey, bro, didn't want to bother you on your last game of the regular season and all that, but I saw who's safe, who's not. Are you good? And he said, yep, I'm good. But he also was quick to say, hey, you know how I know how this business works. I'm not ever, no matter who I'm working with and for. And he's got a great relationship with Tom Coughlin.
Yeah.
Tom Coughlin gave him his first coaching opportunity with the Giants as a wide assistant receivers coach. So I was curious, but I was obviously caring about my friend first and foremost, but yeah, he's okay.
Yeah,
for now, and we'll see how it goes. But you know, I think he's tight with Marone too, and as long as Marone's okay, then Keenan's okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So
also, Jim Bob Cooter out as the OC in Detroit. So a lot of as usually is the case this time of year, a lot of folks.
And the other one obviously Hugh Jackson's name has surfaced a lot, and Marvin Lewis wanted to endorse him as the potential next coach of the Bengals, and then we talked about, I believe it was on Friday. Don't be surprised if coaching changes aren't done yet, and whether Zimmer retires, mutually agrees to leave, or whatever the case may be, he may be out. If he's not out, he and Zimmer were the coordinators under Marvin Lewis at one point, and with Minnesota having all their offensive woes, they said don't be surprised if Hugh gets a really hard look if Zimmer stays to be the OC for the Vikings.
Interesting.
So, yeah, even if he doesn't get the head job in Cincinnati, and obviously that would mean the new coach brings in a new coordinator and he's out there, he could be working again as soon as next year in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Does that save? I mean,
again, recycling. All these coaches get recycled, man. It's a weird deal.
Yeah, Nick, based on percentages and just looking at the rumors out there, whether you look at the article Barry was referencing or the one I was looking at, I mean, you talk about the vacancies in the league right now and the guys that have been head coaches that are going to be the leading candidates or the best guesses for who gets them. We're looking at for guys that could possibly fill them. Probably six of the eight could be guys that have had done recycling.
That's the number I picked. I mean,
I said five.
You said four.
I said four. Yeah. Sorry, at least 50%.
But I mean, when you look at who the names that are being thrown out, and the fact that colleges like Oklahoma are signing Lincoln Riley to long term deals to try to lock them up. I mean, there's not a lot of names that Josh McDaniels would be considered a retread because he did have a gig in Denver.
That's true.
So,
as the head coach?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. He coached Tebow, and they beat the Steelers in a playoff game.
Yeah, it was the only redeeming quality of his time there.
I just feel like there's so many. I mean, it could very well possibly be that number. I'm going to stick to my number, I think one or two at the most, solely because teams want to be able to control their coach more now than they've ever had before. And hiring that sexy name doesn't necessarily mean it's the best fit for your team anymore. And that's why I don't think a lot of these guys are going to recycle. We'll wait and have to see. If you want to throw out six of the eight, like over the course of, I don't know, three, four, five seasons, yeah, I can see six of the eight being retreads. like over the course of 3-4 years, but like this upcoming season, you think six of them are going to go back into the NFL as a head coach?
So Nick, that's going to be interesting. So let's just go team by team real quick, right? Cleveland Browns, right? With Baker Mayfield, they're gonna look at an experienced coach in the NFL that can groom him. So the rumors are that, you know, whether it's looking at McCarthy
or Gase or
Gase or McDaniels, those three there, okay?
All three former head
Arizona,
coaches.
Another young quarterback that needs to be groomed in Rosen. And when you start talking about guys that are rumored for that job, you might be right in this one in that it could be if they really want to go to Kingsbury and go off the board. But the only thing that might go against an experienced head coach taking this job is this might be the last coaching job they get. They don't want to get it where the front office is in disarray and the ownership is a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But other than that, that might be one where you might be right. Green Bay, no doubt in my mind, whether it be Gase, McCarthy, or otherwise, they're going to take someone that has head coaching experience in the league. I think in Cincinnati, and I don't know who was on your list for the Cincinnati game.
Bieniemy was the one listed.
Bieniemy, so Bieniemy. That might be another one. But I think the if they take Hugh, was up for that job. Mm-hmm. Denver with Elway, I don't think there's any doubt that John, because of the fact that he's kind of swung and missed by taking a coordinator. I think he wanted to get Shanahan back. He interviewed Chuck Pagano today.
Yeah, another retread.
Another retread there. And then the Dolphins, who seem to be in disarray as well, look like that they're leaning towards an NFL experienced guy. And I don't know, who did you have on yours for the Dolphins?
I don't know. I don't have the link up in front of me.
And then Todd Bowles and the Jets. You know, in that market.
But Chuck Pagano wasn't a head coach last year.
Yeah, he would be a retread. Yeah, he was a Colts head coach.
We're not talking about the ones that got fired this year?
We're talking about retreads in general.
Mean you've been a head coach at some point before in the NFL.
Yeah, former NFL head coach getting another NFL head coaching job.
Oh, after they've already been fired or let go. I thought it was of the 25% that lost their jobs.
No. I'm saying of the 8 openings that exist right now, I'm saying 6 of those openings will be filled by retreads that have already been a head coach somewhere else.
Okay.
And he's saying
4. I still think that's kind of high, but we'll see.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll see.
It's just the NFL way. I don't know why. You would think more teams would take chances on guys, but they do on occasion.
It's
and then
the
they
same
end up,
old school mentality it starts at the top. We know what ownership we're dealing with, and they don't like change anyway. We've seen that. So we'll see how that goes. But definitely some NFL coaching jobs to fill and maybe some more vacancies that still might open up. But we've got a half hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. 30 minutes on the clock, and we'll take you all the way till 4 o'clock. Then the Blitz will take you till 7. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 30 minutes on the clock. We appreciate you spending your holiday week with us, whether you're back at work or just kicking it around having some fun. We appreciate you having the dial tuned to either SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, or you've got the app like all smart people do. And regardless, you're listening as one of our suspects. We appreciate you.
Like Francisco, who said he got off early to catch the last hour. We appreciate you, Francisco.
Good to hear from you, and let us know when you go back and listen to the podcast how the other 2 hours were.
Yes.
Not that I'm putting any pressure on you.
Hit up the podcast.
Yes, do that.
We got to get our numbers up.
When do you drop your first one?
January 15th. I figured it would be appropriate for a podcast called The 15.
Catchy.
Yeah. All right.
It works.
We'll see. Well, doing 2 a month.
That's rare.
I've got four guests, 2 a month. So I'm good through February already, lined up.
Oh, so one guest per episode.
So I'm going to do the 15th and the 30th of each month.
But just one guest per episode, not two.
One guest per episode. Some episodes, like some of the stuff I have planned, like, you know those wolf shirts with the three wolves howling at the moon? Do you remember those?
Yeah, I do.
So those went viral, not because of the shirt itself, but the comments on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to reach out to the guy that made the first comment that started it all, plus the shirt designer, plus the guy that runs the company.
Okay.
So that will be like a 3-part series. So, yeah.
Just make sure you ask hard-hitting or pertinent questions.
I really want to. I think people, like some of the folks that I've reached out to, have been kind of hesitant, like the guy, the don't tase me bro guy. He seemed a little hesitant, but I think it's because he thinks I'm going to make fun of him. I really just genuinely want to have a good time with these folks and find out what their life's like
sometimes
right now.
Sometimes because they're just average everyday people also think this isn't for real. Like, you're pulling my leg.
Yeah. So that'll be good to have some in the book. Like, I'm glad I have the Evolution of Dance guy. I'm glad I have Ken Bone. Both of those will legitimize the podcast, and people will be like, oh, well, okay. Because then they can listen to him, too.
Then they'll get to know Marvin.
Marvin, yeah. Marvin Pearson out of Philly. So it'll be cool.
Cool. All right, before we get off of football, Texans Big Daddy Jay wants to talk about the quarterback matchup this weekend at NRG. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, quick question. Do you think the playoff game with the Texans, do you think that's going to make or break Watson's career if he wins or loses?
I certainly don't. I mean, it's way too young, and it's too early in his career. He's shown too much. We already talked about how bad the offensive line is. I think it's way too soon in any young quarterback's career, let alone a guy that's shown what Watson has shown in terms of what he can do, to say that that's one game's going to make or break his career.
Yeah, it's not.
I disagree with both of you. I think he's gone. If they lose,
he's done.
You cut him.
Bye, Felicia.
You move on.
Well, whether they move on or not, does it define his career?
Absolutely.
See, that's what I thought.
One game in year two.
That's just good radio
two.
Right there. One Take the game, other side, Barry.
One game in year two, he's gone. I mean, I'm having him. I'm out.
Give me the numbers right now.
I'm
back
out.
It up.
He's got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, you're 0-1 in the playoffs.
See?
You got to go. You have a losing record. You're a loser. You're a loser, and you got to go.
You sure that wasn't a Cowboys call? Nick, wasn't that Cletus? No?
Okay. That wasn't. Yeah, I mean, he's gone. He's gone. I think he's right. He's played in he's had almost a year. Oh, just over a year of experience. He's got to go. If he loses this game, you know what? I'll even go as far, Big Daddy Texas Jay. I'll even, whatever.
Butcher that move, that
Texas,
name, by the way.
Texas Daddy.
Nope.
No.
Big
stop.
Texas.
Just stop while you're behind.
No. It was
now he hung up, and I don't even know what his name is.
Daddy
Texas,
Texas
Big
Jay.
Daddy Jay.
Daddy Jay.
Whatever. You need to reduce it to two names, sir.
That's a lot of names.
Four names.
Can't we just go one?
Big Daddy Texas J from H-Town in Katy.
That was the other hot take.
I'm with him. I'm with you. Go on. You don't win a Super Bowl in year one and a half, you're out. We went out and got you moved up. I said we.
We know ESPN's all searching for content this week, too. When they weren't doing that, they had everybody, including their NFL analysts, break down who you got. Watson or Luck?
In fact, you know what? That's going to be my sports map article this week. If Deshaun Watson loses, he's out. Gotta
I like
go.
That. I think you are going to just kill it with the clicks.
Do you know how many clicks that would get?
It and would, simply because Texas fans would be irate.
Comments.
Oh, my God. The amount of hate I would get would be amazing. I would just, I would love it so much. I'd eat it up. I would love it.
Remember when the news broke that Deshaun Watson got injured? It literally broke on our show 2 minutes before it ended.
Yeah,
and
were
I got
on remote.
So much hate. I don't think we were on remote. I think you both
were. We were on remote.
You were in studio.
No, we were at Texas Grill Shop.
Oh, we were.
We were. No. And we were leaving Texas Grill Shop. Swear to God, it's true. Because the Blitz, I listened on the way home, the Blitz had to talk about it from Texas Grill Shops because
one listener in particular
predicted it.
He's right.
Or made the trade. Lamont made a trade that said, would you trade an Astros World Series for Watson's ACL?
Get hurt.
Yep.
Anyway, I do remember just revealing that news.
And
Yeah, people are like, dang, Nick, why you got to end the show on such a
bad
note?
You're such an a-hole.
So
we
if you write that article.
I'm doing a video. We're taking this worldwide. Get out of town, Deshaun Watson. You lose this one, you're gone, pal.
Scott from HEB.
I'm with Stepdaddy Jay.
Go back
Whatever.
To JJ.
I don't know.
Huh? Got to go back to JJ if you lose this game. JJ Watts with Scott from HEB now. Because exactly. Deshaun, you're gone. Can't do it if you don't win.
I just don't understand why you would ask that question. The guy has barely played in what?
Barry, people want to hear their voice on the air.
22 games in his NFL career, his first playoff game, and you want to know is this going to damage his career?
No, is this it? Not damage it. Is this it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even ESPN grasping at straws saying who you got.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a guy, like you said, 22 games in, or a guy that that like Luck that's been he's been dinged up, but he's been playing a lot longer.
Here's what we need to do. From now on, if someone has a question, let's get the question and write it on the board, because we could have all looked at that and went, ignore.
Nope.
Just keep moving. There was no reason. That gone. That we're never going to get this 5 minutes back.
Just, you know what isn't, by the way, you know what's not getting...
How are you not mad at this guy, Nick?
I'm not.
He's not because it's 2019,
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. He's turned over.
I saw some of the mean text messages on the text line. I didn't respond to them.
Yeah, you were getting killed.
No 10 digits because it's not happening. Yeah. Just released from our good friend Kelly Eco, James Ennis will play tomorrow night for the Rockets in the Bay Area against the Warriors. Good news because Eric Gordon remains out with a knee injury. Does the streak continue tomorrow? Because Harden has been on a tear of 40-plussers. Warriors, maybe a different story.
Yeah. You're going to need more than 40 points from one guy to beat the Warriors.
And he I don't know if he's going to get 40 based on if Klay Thompson, he scores on Klay, but I'm not sure he's getting 40 on Klay.
Warriors aren't the defensive juggernaut that they have been in the past.
Klay's better than most guys that have defended him.
True.
And has a little history of what he likes to do. But credit where credit is due. And I've been quick to pick apart some of the shortcomings on James Harden in the past. Mm-hmm. But I wrote an article on it this week, and I back it up with what I say. For anybody that says that he's not in the conversation for MVP, you're an idiot, Richard Jefferson. And on top of that, when you look at his last 10 games, you're a super idiot. Others, including Richard Jefferson.
They got him. I mean, he's got him in the top four now. I mean, tied with the Trailblazers, but...
We got time for that audio real quick.
You could lose a game, though, and be out of the... If you're five back, you're out of the playoffs right now. They're 3.5 back. That's what's crazy. That's how tight it is.
And Richard Jefferson ripping them a new one.
But all credit in the world. They were... At one point, we were talking about the fact that the only team worse than them right now is the Suns.
Yeah.
So, you're right. And a lot of it has to do with Harden. It all started, though. Credit where credit is due. It all started when Eric Gordon got inserted into the starting lineup. That is when they took off.
And Richard Jefferson this morning on ESPN... made the case that Harden shouldn't even be in the conversation for MVP.
Silly.
And tried to back it up, and it was just like, go away.
Just silly.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
So, all right, we've got a segment to go on the big show, so we can come back and do our final segment to wrap it up and turn it over to the Blitz. But before we get to that, Barry.
Yeah, right now, hey, it's January 2nd. I know a lot of you guys have a New Year's resolution to start losing weight, and part of that is, yeah, you need a diet. You need to start eating better. But you know what? You got to start working out, too, and I have got the place for you. It's Vortex. It's Houston's first and only multisensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. So you can go in there, and not only are you going to take a boxing class, they call it the Rumble class, and not only is it going to get you in shape, it's really cool. There's music playing. Trey's one of the instructors there. I like going to his classes. He's a boxer, so he teaches you how to box. And look, I trained Muay Thai for several years. I'm telling you, this isn't just like Taibo kind of stuff. They're teaching you how to throw a jab. They teach you the proper way to throw a hook. They teach you how to slip punches and defense, and all of that is included, and it's a full-body workout. I can't tell you how many times I've left there with my legs hurting, my calves. It is a full body workout. You got music going. You got the lights going. That's what they mean by multisensory. And the same is true in the ride classes, those spin classes, full body workout. It's not just legs. It's a full body and a legit workout. You want to be exhausted when you're done? Go take a spin class and then tell me how that's not working out for you. You are going to be exhausted, but you know what you're going to do? You're going to get in shape, and you're going to do it at Vortex. They've got all kinds of plans. Right now, take advantage of this one more than anything. They have a $40 unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week. You pay 40 bucks, you take as many classes as you want to for the week, then you can figure out what plan you want to sign up on and go from there. Super easy to get in contact with them. Just call them at 281-501-3094, 281-501-3094, or the best way is go to vortextexas.com and look it up. That's vortextexas.com.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the big show. First show of 2019, Usual Suspects. Nick, Barry, myself.
Here. Sup.
What's up?
Suppers.
Callers are great. I love callers.
Yeah, we got one waiting.
We love our callers.
I recorded your rant during
the... There was no rant. What are you talking about?
I recorded it all, and this
is... new me.
This is what it sounded like. I'm going to play it for the people. No? You don't want me to play it?
Play it.
Huh?
What are you playing?
I recorded your rant about calls.
But I mean, did I drop any
F-bombs?
I just wanted to do that.
You just wanted to play the sound effect.
I just wanted to scare you into thinking I had it recorded, too.
Right?
He went off.
Woo!
I just want everyone to know, Nick hates y'all.
I never said that.
You said you hated all the listeners.
Did not say that.
All the callers.
Did not say
all
that.
All the texters. Lies. All the tweeters. Women specifically that listen. You said all that.
Not true. Not
He's
true
like,
at all.
No, he didn't say that. I just giving him a hard time. He was a little worked up, but not because of you guys. I promise.
Right.
He's a great guy, and you should love him unconditionally, even if his clothes are fit too tight right now.
No, they don't.
I was surprised. I even complimented him. I was like, bro, did you go shopping this? You got like a whole new... He goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, you normally are dressed like you got the polo and some slacks and, you know, comfy Skechers like Charlie Polillo on. And,
Hold on.
Oh, no.
I love me some Charlie Polillo, but come on. We don't wear the same shoes.
I'm just kidding. You wear penny loafers. It was like, I'm like, wow, bro, you got you a whole new outfit. You got on some dope sneakers. Just rocking that long sleeve.
Oh, you got some sweet new kicks.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Yeah. I was like,
Got the approval of Jose Partida, you, Angel.
You look like your age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of looking like somebody's creepy uncle, you've dressed appropriately for a change.
No one's ever said I look like a creepy uncle, ever.
It was the swag
You're the
bag
first person.
From the Penny's, Penny's Cheetos Bowl.
Yeah, dude, that trip to Penny's really paid off for you.
Love me some JCPenney.
Yeah, I like those Arizona jeans.
You know they're all going out of business, right?
Huh?
They're all going out of business.
Oh.
Are they really?
Yeah, damn. The one at the mall out our way is going out for sure.
What are you going to do now? I guess you're going to have to shop at Costco.
Going to have to.
Well, you know who you're going to see there.
They've got big and tall,
right?
Hobbling
through the toilet paper.
Did you say big and tall?
Yeah.
I mean, you just really need to focus on the big.
But I think that's kind of, tall. I think they leave out the big and short when they say big.
Yeah,
there's a lot of big and short people. Just round balls.
It's very true.
Just
I'm not sure we're going to bring their balls into it, but
they don't have skinny jeans. They have circle jeans. They just
there's another one
cut like a circle.
He will never isolate himself. But there was another one right there. Just round balls.
That wouldn't make sense. I'm not going to isolate the dumb stuff.
Just
that
saying
I said.
Round balls.
Round balls.
There's a lot of short people that are. He just said round balls.
I will admit this: when I go to Sam's or Costco, I will look at the clothes. I don't buy any.
I've never bought anything.
But I'll look.
Oh, sometimes you can catch, if they have like they have like Nike, not Adidas, they'll have like hoodies and sweatshirts.
Okay.
Just with the Adidas logo.
I'm not buying any jeans or anything from Sam's.
No.
Arizona?
Wranglers. Yeah, you like those? Got them at Mervin's. Huh?
I've owned a pair of Arizona jeans in my day.
Probably they were from Mervin's,
years
right?
ago. Probably from Mervin's, yeah.
I think Arizona jeans were a Mervin's thing, was it not?
Tough skins were Sears.
I almost said the same exact thing. Yeah, tough skins were Sears.
Never wore tough skins. I don't even know.
What?
Everybody has their own.
But that was like when I was young, though.
Weird name for their own store brand.
Sears is almost out of business, too.
Yeah.
Like Sears and Penny's.
The box stores are going away. Macy's and Nordstrom are surviving right now, but everybody else is in jeopardy.
Rest in peace to the men's section at Forever 21. Almost gone as well.
Yeah. We all knew that was gone before it ever got started.
Nobody but
you
me.
Were the one shopper in the men's section there, so no one was
gonna... They closed the Abercrombie at the Woodlands Mall. What?
That's kind of going out of style too.
I can see that outrage. I am just so pissed.
Where am I going to get shirts? You like the dudes walking around without their shirt on at the front
of
the store?
No, it's where I get my shirts from.
Oh,
I get my jeans from American Eagle, my shirts from Abercrombie.
Shorts are like $70. Their cargo shorts used to be like $50.
No one wears cargo shorts anymore.
But back in the day, they did.
Nobody wears them.
I don't wear cargo shorts. I'm just saying.
Like you still have a few.
You know what the worst look is? I saw a guy in my neighborhood yesterday walking his dog with full leg tights.
Okay.
With cargo shorts over them.
Oh, wow.
That's a double no.
Yeah. That is, yeah.
That's not a good look.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Earlier in the show, we were kicking around hirings, firings, and coaching jobs. Patrick wants to get in here before we get out of here. What's up?
First time, long time, Yankees go. I'm just kidding. No, man.
Nice.
It's funny you guys were talking about hiring and firing because I carry you guys around everywhere. It's P. Randall's, by the way.
What's up, man?
Earpiece in as I was cleaning out my desk.
What?
Yes.
So, say it isn't so. Is this the place that wrote you up because you had us on speaker and I don't remember what we were talking about?
That was the same company.
I got you wrote up.
Same company, dude.
Damn.
Everybody came in 2 days after Christmas thinking we were going to get Christmas bonuses because we were actually not having a Christmas party. And they called everybody in from vacation to fire us all in the same room.
Wait, they group fired you?
Oh, my God.
They group fired the entire company.
Damn.
I didn't know you worked at Penny's.
It was like a firing
Patrick orgy.
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
Well, do you want to throw them under the bus and mention their name and who they
are? Oh, yeah, Schaefer. I don't care.
Dude, I wonder if that's
awful.
Now, P. Randizzle, you weren't the one that texted earlier and said you were going to get laid off in 60 days. Was that you?
No.
That was not me. But while
I was
going to
say, you missed the mark by like 59 days.
While you guys were talking about that and cleaning out your desk and backing up files and stuff,
uh-huh.
I had a turtleneck HR lady letting me clean out my desk, watching my every move.
Oh, my
God. And I had you guys on my app in my earpiece, dying laughing, and she just didn't get it. It was hilarious.
Dude, that sucks, man. Well?
No, I'm fine. It's just the rest of the group, a little rough. But
they gave you guys a severance?
We had a group of... about 20 people that would all get together and listen to the show every day, and I just think that ritual is kind of broken up. But
yeah,
man, those guys.
Did all 20 of y'all get let go? Because there might be.
I was gonna say it could be a marketing genius move for us because everybody gets to a different company and then it just spreads like wildfire.
Either that or a really bad PR nightmare. Don't listen to that show; you get fired. That's not good.
Yeah,
we don't want
that
rep.
Well, don't go
about
there.
About 45 of us all got in the same room and just took it to pants.
Dude,
so
did they give you severance?
No. They just said we're going to pay you what we owe you up until now, and you'll get a direct deposit tomorrow. So,
damn, brother. Well,
man,
I'm not mad. I just wanted to tell you, hiring and firing. It was just funny, the timing of it, and everything was hilarious.
Well, we appreciate the call, and always we appreciate you listening, man. And,
pulling for you, brother. Hopefully, this year's better because you get a better gig with more security. That's
suck
for
it,
sure.
Schaefer.
Yeah. God, that sucks.
That's terrible.
You know, it's like I said, when I got let go, at least I knew because they were like, look, if the boss sends you a calendar invite, you're going to be on the list of people they let go. And we kind of knew there was rumblings, and I had friends in high places in the company, and they were like, yeah, everybody on your team is probably going to be let go except for like three people. So you knew the odds were you were going to go. And they did it in like May. I can't imagine. You're like, new year, I'm going to ask for a raise this year, and I'm going to get this and that. You walk in, and what do they say? We want to see all 45 of you in the conference room. And then you walk in, you're fired.
They were waiting, thinking they got bonuses.
God, man.
I've heard of group firing before. Like,
I haven't. Every time I've ever been laid off, it's been one-on-one.
Yeah, I've heard that before where they'll bring in a whole bunch of people and fire them or lay them off at the same time.
We talked about Sears and Penny's.
Saves a lot of money.
And we know that they're closing up, like Sears and Penny's, they're closing up almost all the Randalls in Houston. And Randalls did it to everybody.
Blame Amazon.
And they did it on December 1st.
See.
So that's
legit.
A double suck it because not only are they letting you go for the most part, they're doing it right before the holidays.
Man.
That's awful.
I just hate you and I hate your ass face.
Okay. I say this with the least amount of respect I can, but at least they had the decency to pull me aside one-on-one and look me in the face and fire me or lay me off, whatever you want to call it. A mass layoff.
I hope they're just closing the doors. They're just going under as a company.
Oh, my God.
But even still, there's a different way to do that. But that's just a hose job for those 45 people.
Well, shout out, Patrick, shout out to you and the other 19 folks that would listen to us on a daily basis. We hope you land on your feet, bud. That sucks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So keep plugging along. Hopefully this is a better year and you get in a better situation. And that's what that's all about. So
yeah. Hopefully you land at a place that'll fire you individually.
Or put our show on speaker.
That too.
That would be great. All right, well, you fellas take it home for the rest of the week. I'll try to get my picks in.
Yeah, man. Happy birthday to Lisa. Enjoy your time off. We'll see you Monday.
These guys will be back tomorrow and Friday, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. But for now...
Oh, Cody Stutes tomorrow, and then Jerome on Friday.
There you go. And that's the lineup for you as well. The Blitz is coming up next. Everybody is in tow because I've seen everybody. Fred, AJ, Jong, they'll take you home until 7 o'clock. You don't have to do a thing. Right here on SportsBet 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.